Welcome to another message from the heart. Life-changing messages from the heart of Pastor Darren Brown, Senior Pastor of Coast Church, Wumbai. And now, here's Pastor Brown with another message from the heart.
In the Philippines, it is a place where child have many challenges. I was born in the city of Manila. I grew up in the side of Manila. But the Lord brought me up to the mountains to be trained there in the early times of the ministry. And I asked the Lord, why, Lord, you brought me up to the mountains? I don't know the people. I cannot love the people because they are more far away of what they are from the city. And the Lord said to me, I call you to this place to love the unlovely people. Because there are many rejected people to those places that it seems that they are separated from the others, from the improved cities. So during this those times, I said, Lord, you brought me here, so help me to love these people. I didn't ask anything, but God will put His love in my heart for them. So my parents, my relatives, they're asking me, why should I give my life to them? I cannot answer anything because they couldn't understand. So I said, Lord, it is your will. So continually, my husband and me, when we get married, I continually go to those mountains. It happened that I need to climb to the mountains together with my group of women missionaries, Filipino missionaries, women. Because up in the mountains, there are people, they said that there are people that they said that they are against our government, but they respect women. So we are the ones that are qualified to go to those mountains because they will not touch us. They will keep us being a woman. So experiencing many things about those people, like eating their food, crossing the rivers, climbing the mountains, even we use the vines climbing the mountains and sleeping inside the bush. That's why I have that thing. When I put it up, I have my blanket, I have my cover and everything. So the Lord is so gracious until the Lord brought me into a certain level. The women have heard who am I before. But right now I want to tell you, the Lord brought me into the certain level when the Lord gave me a man in the name of Welly Nabalta. From where I am, the Lord pulled me down in His level because Welly Nabalta have a great love to the people. And right now, I thank the Lord that we are still going on in the ministry. And Darren Brown, within more than 20 years being a friend of the ministry and family friend, he remains to be our friend. Thank you, Darren and family. Praise God. And time came to make my story short, then, 2013, March 3, 2013, We met an accident. You have heard that. We met an accident. Jonathan, my son, was so very, he was what we call, when he had the accident, little chance to live because he had internal bleeding. Within 2 hours up in the mountain, along the way going down. Within 2 hours we were there and I was pinned up on the dashboard. And I couldn't move, and this thing is broken inside, and my arm is broken. So the very thing that that Lord remind me is to praise Him. I will hold my hands. It was living because here it was broken. I will hold this, and I said, "Praise the Lord! You are still my God. You are still at your throne. You will not leave us nor forsake us according to your word. Right now, I need you, my Father." And God said to me, "Remember in my word, my grace is sufficient for you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." So within 2 hours, I looked down because my son was at the side. And he was suffering and said, "Lord, there was one time I asked you for his life because he was born dead. And I asked you, Father, that you give life to my son and you give life. And I told you that I will going back him to you to serve you. And right now, Father, for the second time, give him life." In short, the Lord is so gracious. About 2 hours of waiting for rescue, no one comes until Welly comes from Umingan to the mountain. 2 hours we waited. It was Welly that brought us to the hospital. He called for the ambulance to bring us to the hospital. Within 2 hours of internal bleeding, within 2 hours that I was there, I'm praising the Lord. This morning, beloved of the Lord, my brothers and my sisters, my message is trusting and waiting upon the Lord is what we need. I learned from the accident that the Lord is not finished yet. He is not finished yet. And I want to tell you too, the Lord is not finished yet with you. More work to do. The Lord said in Psalm, hallelujah, chapter 40, verse 1, "I waited patiently to the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry." While I was in the hospital, I have to tell you my story. When I was at the hospital, the devil comes in my mind. Because before that, there are plans that we need to go to the mountains, to the far north, that to the provinces, up to the mountains, and they are waiting for my group. And that accident happened. Being a leader of the missionaries going up to the mountains, group of women, when I met the accident, the devil word came in my mind. The devil can only tell something in our mind because this is the battleground. But it couldn't reach our heart because Jesus is living in there. Came in mind and said, "Now the strong woman is a lame woman. Because the doctor declares that I cannot walk as usually as I can walk. I need my cane. I need my chair. But I said, devil, you're going to see. My God is able. His grace is sufficient to me. And he will not leave me nor forsake me. Every time we reach the devil, we have to give him the word of God. We could defeat him through the word of God. Amen. Because the word of God is a mighty tool against the devil. You're going to see. My God will raise me up once more. So while in the hospital, the doctor was looking at me. He said, Mrs., they call in the Philippines the married woman, Mrs., I hope that you could walk. But I said, doctor, when the death came in my room one time, I have a cancer, breast cancer. And the doctor told me that I will live only for 3 months. The Lord healed me. And right now, through his word, the creative word of God will going to give another strength to my body. Because my creator is still living. He is my creator. He knows what is in me. So about a week in the hospital, there was one time, I said to my daughter, Jubilee, she is a nurse. Jubilee, you put all the pillows at my side, at this side. And she said, Mommy, there are a lot of pillows. And even the nurse said, why you have a lot of pillows? They don't know that I'm using that pillows to make my feet to exercise. So Jubilee put all those pillows. And then she put everything on my right side. So that moment, I try all my best to get up. I couldn't get up without the help of the nurses. So I tried, I says, in the name of Jesus, devil, you are defeated. You couldn't do this to me. You are defeated, devil. In the name of Jesus, I will rise up because that is the promise of my God to me. Because my God is alive and I must be alive. So I try all my best, pain everywhere. Everywhere, because I have a broken ribs here. Pain everywhere. I said, pain, you are only can touch my body, but you cannot touch my soul. So I try all my best. So when the doctor came, he said, Mrs., what are you doing? Because I was sitting at the edge of my bed. Nothing, doctor. Just the Lord blessed me so that I could sit up. And before we go out, 2 days before we go out, I was able to go down from my bed. I hold the chair and I use it as a walking one. Help me to go to the bathroom. And they said, don't be moving because it was broken and they changed it. I think, don't be moving because that might be dangerous to you. Okay, doctor, I know what I am doing. Sometimes the doctors are angry if you don't obey them. But I make it secretly so that they will not be offended. And you know, the Lord little by little restored me. They said that I cannot walk, but I'm walking. But the very thing that was hard for me in that moment was the guilt that was the devil put in my mind. The guilt. Because my grandson, Jonathan's son, died on my lap. He died on my lap. You know your grandma, your mothers, you know. How is the feeling? One of the son, one of your grandson will die on your lap. It hurts me so much. That's why the devil knows that it hurts me so much. You know what happened? The devil made a way. I could see a little baby crawling toward me and help, asking for help, but no baby. I was dead in my room. The devil will open our mind for that. Guilt. I could hear a cry of a baby, but there is no baby. I cannot tell it to my husband, nor to my children, to my family, that they might think that I am getting crazy. No, I said no. I will not tell to anybody. This battle is the battle of the Lord, and I will fight for this because the Lord is. I am at the side of the Lord, and my Lord is in my sight. So I said, devil, here you are again. You said that I cannot walk. The strong woman now is a lame woman, but I can walk. The guilt is here, but it is only, I said, only my mind, but there is the power of God in my mind, because the mind of Christ is in my mind. It says in the Bible by Paul, let the mind of Christ be in your mind, and no one can distract you. So devil, I said, right now in the name of Jesus, you leave this room. It was in our room. For about a week, I have those. And they noticed that I was changing my character, my attitude. I'm doing things that are unusual. But that was the moment that I was fighting against that. Beloved of the Lord, Jesus have took away our guilt. Nothing there, because the mind of Christ, the power of Jesus' mind is in our mind. No guilt at all. Amen. So in the moment, I said, in the last moment, when I see the baby coming crawling, and I hear the cry, I said, you are not my grandson, you are the devil, so get out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are not belongs here. So I cried unto the Lord, and Lord, this battle is yours. This battle is yours. So I went again, in the name of Jesus, you get out, you devil. And in that moment, I was set free, and the joy of the Lord began again moving, manifesting in my life. And they say, oh, why you're laughing? My husband, why are you laughing? Are you crazy? You're laughing? Because that moment, no one in the room, and I was laughing so hard. I was laughing. The joy of the Lord came, and I was laughing. And I said, when I cry unto the Lord according to Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry, and the Lord delivered me that time. Only the Lord is waiting. As you're waiting for the answer from the Lord, God is also waiting for you, my brethren. Beloved of the Lord, just to let him hear your cry, and he will incline upon you, and he will answer you. Amen. And now, I want to share to you something. Hallelujah. Waiting upon the Lord means trusting him. You couldn't wait to somebody if you don't trust him. You cannot trust anybody if you don't like to wait on him. That's so. Amen. So waiting is trusting, waiting upon the Lord. Oftentimes, if we cry unto the Lord, we want the answer immediately to come. Like a little child. I like this. And you want the mom to give it to you immediately. But there are times that we have to wait upon the Lord. Because waiting upon the Lord is giving us more instruction on how to trust God. Amen. If I said to the Lord, Lord, heal my hip or heal my bone, and then immediately, we are so used in the Philippines, the instant. Instant coffee, instant, everything instant. But there are processes. Amen. We remember when God created, there are day one, day two, day three, day four, day six. Amen. God's process is he will going to see if you really trust him in his word. We'll see. Doesn't God knows everything? He knows everything. But we being human, we must submit into his process. Amen. Amen, God. Thank you, Lord. And now, he brought me up, verse 2, unto out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock and establish my going. He brought me up from the horrible pit. Sometimes the Lord let us be in that moment so that we could see the greatness of God. Like Joseph, he was put into the pit, but the rescue came. He don't know that the rescue is there. Whence the people that bought him, but at the end, he became a blessing to others. So while I was at the pit, the horrible pit, I cried unto the Lord. I cried unto the Lord. Beloved of the Lord, there are times that are coming in our life. God is waiting for our cry. God is waiting that we will say, God, here am I, help me. Here am I, help me. It is to establish the last thing he said. Verse 2. And set my feet upon a rock and establish my going. When we have been to that situation, God will going to make us more stronger for his glory. Amen. That anything happen, anything will go, that will come in our life, no one can separate us from the love of our God according to his word. So in that moment, I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you for teaching me to love you more, to trust you more. He set my feet into the rock, and the rock is my Jesus. The living rock is Jesus. Amen. God set our feet upon the rock, and the rock is Jesus. And no one can move us from there. I said, God, I will go on. So after a year of the accident, more than a year, my husband kept on going to the mountains alone, driving a car, no one with him. Because we are helping the pastors in the mountains. The ministry which the Lord have gave us is not just to say, but we have to train people so that they will be the one to train their own tribes, their own people. So we train people, and they said, God, my husband going alone. What's now? So when I saw that, God, give me strength. One time I said, I will go with you. I said to him, huh? You're going with me? praise God, he said. He didn't say no, but he said, praise God. Amen. So very first time, when we go, he need me to bring up to the car and put down to the car. He brings me up and down. And people could see it. And the more they go, they becoming stronger to the Lord. My brothers and sisters, why these things happen to us? Because there are people that could see our life, who we are in the Lord. It is not how great we are, because there's only one great, is only God. It is not how talented we are, of what we are, but they say, if Madam Nila can do, why should not I? I'll do it also. Most women in the mountains were encouraged. And they are now helping their pastor, their husband pastor. But before they say that the women in the mountain, they just contented in the house. But when they see me doing it, they were encouraged to help in the church. Praise God. And you know what? The reason why the Lord has led us into the pit, the horrible pit, but he brought us up again and he established us in the rock, more stronger, because there are some more that are looking at us and they will be encouraged to go on to the Lord. Amen. In our church, Ruth is here. Ruth is my husband's niece. And I adopted him as my daughter. I adopted her as my daughter. I told Ruth that your time for the children is enough, because she was a youth children's pastor before. Your time for the children is enough. You go to the level up, go. You must be the one that leads the young people. You must be the one to lead, help leading the young people. So she handed the children's church to the other young people which have been trained, and she went up and helped the young people to win more soul, more young people to come in the church. My beloved in the Lord, you like it or not, we are growing old. Time will come, the Lord will bring us home. And these little children, these young people that are looking at us, they will be the one that will follow our footsteps. That footstep that has been established in the rock. That footstep that has been established in Jesus and have power for them to follow. Amen. And being the one that doing that footstep and others follows. Never mind if you feel weary. Never mind if you feel sometimes you say enough. Sometimes I'm telling it also. But remember Isaiah chapter 40. Them that shall wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And see, God is not yet finished with us. Amen. You see, I'm old. I will not say I am old. I am 66 years old already, but still ready to go. Yeah. I need somebody to help me if I go and lift my foot and a little bit higher. But I said, I have to go. But because my strength is coming from in, where the Holy Ghost is abiding, yeah, the Holy Ghost is giving the strength to God. until I said, until you come and take me home, God, you are not finished yet to me. So right now I said, Father God, when I reach my age of 70, I will be still strong, so that I will be still beautiful. I will be still happy, and take me home if it's your will. Because I don't like anybody seeing my coffin and say, oh, so old woman, ugly woman. I said, God, I want them to say, oh, blessed woman. Oh, beautiful woman of God. And they will be happy because they know that there is somebody that they will go on, because somebody is looking and they need to follow the footsteps. Remember at last, my last verse, I think in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, not only today, but tomorrow, until the time will end. Brothers and sisters, God's grace is sufficient. The word grace there, as I am studying, it is a noun. It is a noun. It is Jesus, the man God Jesus. You see, it's small letter. The other grace is big letter, but the grace there is small letter. The man God that gave his life, humbled his life, so that he could save me every day. Jesus is the grace for him every day. And I let Darren to come out.
You've been listening to Pastor Darren Brown, Senior Pastor of Coast Church, Wumbai, on the beautiful Sunshine Coast of Queensland, Australia. For more messages from the heart, transcripts, and other material, visit www.coastchurch.com.au or subscribe on podbean.com. See you next week on Messages from the Heart.